Hey guys, it's Justin here. I just want to do a quick shout out to CozyEarth.com. Right now, through the month of October, Cozy Earth is going to give you a 40% off your final order using promo code 40JUSTIN. That's 40JUSTIN. Cozy Earth is luxury. It's opulence. It is men and women's clothing. It's bath accessories, towels, sheets, duvet covers, the coziest. They feel so good. My home is a Cozy Earth home. I swear by it. And so does Oprah. 4 years on Oprah's Favorite Things. And right now, you can get 40% off using code 40JUSTIN on your final purchase at CozyEarth.com. Hey, I'm just saying, you'll love it. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Just Saying with Justin Martindale. We have a spooky Halloween edition for you. Like I promised, our guest today, you know him from Getting Doug with High and Doug Loves Movies, Super High Me, the one, the only Doug Benson.
Hey.
How are you, bud?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. On a scale from 1 to 10, how high are you right now?
Oh, I might be 9-ish.
Okay, perfect. This is podcast for that.
It can't be perfect because I forgot to bring like a vape pen or something. So, you know what I mean? The last hit was at the house. So, so I had to travel over here and then now we're doing the show. So
yeah.
It's been like 10 minutes since my last hit.
Well, that's good. So, you're nice and toasty. A good fall toast.
Mm-hmm. It's nice out.
It's 89 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I wore a light jacket though, because I knew it would be cold in here.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'm really tired of this edging that fall is giving us here in LA. Mm-hmm. Cause like last week it was like cool and crisp and it's like, just kidding, I'm back. And the fly is still here after 5 years. It's just circling. So don't mind the fly circling the room.
Now. I think that it's just everywhere is not exactly what it's supposed to be.
Well, right.
When it's supposed to be. Like, the weather patterns are all changing.
Yes, of course. I mean, that's
hence
where we're
the term, climate change.
Allegedly.
The alleged climate change that's happening. God. Made for these weird... We have like 5 days in a row where it was like foggy and cloudy all day.
Yeah,
In LA. It was such a treat.
Oh, I loved it.
But it's like, when is this like... the new normal? Like, is it going to be like this for how long? Because it was like June gloom in October.
Yeah, yeah.
Strange.
But yeah, I was...
Production value.
I was the same way. I was like, it's cloudy outside. I finally found out my perfect fall coffee beverage, which is a cold brew, mm-hmm. oat milk, mm-hmm. 3 pumps of toffee nut syrup.
Oh,
I don't have time for this pumpkin spice shit.
Where do you do this at?
Starbucks.
You just do it in Starbucks. Yeah. You make up your own drink.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's there for.
What's it called?
I don't know yet. I'm workshopping it. Workshopping it, but I am ready for fall. This past weekend, I went to the Los Angeles Haunted Hayride. Have you done that?
No.
Do you like haunted hayrides? Have you done a haunted hayride?
I don't think I've done a haunted hayride. I might have done like a normal hayride, like a Christmassy hayride.
Oh, same
once
thing.
Once or twice.
Same thing.
But haunted hayride, somebody jumps out at you on occasion?
It's like...
They do little tableaus as you drive by?
Yes, definitely tableaus. And this was like the first time, I think, since COVID, they were like, we're back. And it's good. It's over at the LA Zoo, like Griffith Park. And so you get there... You have to take a shuttle from the zoo, then you get in there. They took my boyfriend's vape pen, which was sad because they were like, take everything out of your pocket. And he's like such a sweetheart that he took it out.
No.
And I was like, don't take it out. And they took it. So, and I was like, you know what? It's going to be back. It's going to be there when we go back. Gone. Trust no one. So I told him, I was like, I love how I was like, if you're going to smuggle drugs, you got to just don't own up to it.
Yeah. And you got to go the more disposable route, I guess.
Get the plastic vape.
Get rid of it if you have to. But it's still a shame when that happens because it's so easy to avoid. Where was this at?
At the
Haunted Hayride. They have a metal detector?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's where we're
at
now.
That is where we're at. All right.
It is crazy, too, because I went like maybe 4 years ago and they had booze. Like you could get like a hot cider.
Sure.
Nope. No more alcoholic beverages. You just have to go in and just hydrate like a peasant.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because like it is fun to have a little booze at almost anything.
Just something.
But so much of it's going to be taken away now because it's just another thing that's like just another step towards somebody doing something awful.
But it was really fun. Like they decorated. The theme was like Wayward Springs. So it was like this like abandoned like 1950s Main Street kind of a vibe. And like everyone's run amok, so they have people out there and they spook you and stuff. But the actual haunted hayride, you get in the back of a tractor, and I was at the front of the line, so we got to be at the very end. And my boyfriend, it was his first time doing a hayride, so, and he's a jumper, like he he gets I'm not even joking, airborne. Like and he doesn't like scary movies at all, and that's like my jam. So I'm like making
him
watch.
What's he going on a haunted hayride for?
Because he's a good person. I'm like, babe, we got to do Halloween. And he's like, oh, like he likes Christmas and like Thanksgiving and stuff.
It makes it less scary for you to have someone who's over scared.
Right.
Right.
But it makes
you become the protector and the laugher.
Yes. Cause I'm like, babe, it's a hayride. It's not going to be bad. The thing starts and this guy runs out with a chainsaw
right.
and puts it in his lap. And he's like, ah,
it's never like, this chainsaw noise.
You just don't
expect it to be attached to just a rubber thing that's not going to hurt you.
And that's, I can do a chainsaw, but if you go to these like Halloween horror nights and stuff where it's just everyone has a chainsaw, I'm like, okay, I get it. And then you get like a headache and you're like, just kill me already.
There should be a vibrator that sounds like a chainsaw. You know, it's a normal rubber vibrator or whatever, but like sounds like a chainsaw.
I'm going to scare you right now.
Is that real?
It's probably already out there.
Like just this going at it.
And it probably has a name like...
Maybe sparks fly off of it too for fun.
The Texas Poonsaw Massacre is probably what it's called. And it's called Pleasure Face or something like
right.
that. It's got to have a weird spin.
Yeah.
But it was overall, it was good. It was festive. There were jack-o'-lanterns. They had smoke and lights everywhere. So if you're in the LA area, go check out it. Check out the Haunted Hayride.
Pricey?
I mean, there's like VIP tickets, which gets you to like the front of the line.
Right.
And it's like, it was like $150 for two people.
There's so much money in the booze too. That's the other thing. Cause they can charge you. There's no amount people won't pay
for booze
at like a family event.
Yeah.
You know, where it's so just like,
true.
You need just a little edge.
You
need
got kids,
something, you know,
get drunk.
Yeah.
I think that's why they were like, no, we don't want people driving. We don't want people, you know, fighting, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I wonder if they Halloween horror nights at like, you know, Knott's Berry Farm, Scott.
Oh, you can get drunk
Knott's Scary
there.
Farm,
mm-hmm.
Universal Horror Nights. You can drink there too.
Oh yeah. Of
that
course.
Makes sense.
And you can get
sense.
Like a complimentary travel mug or something for like $80.
Yeah. Well, you also can, you know, you can stop by the Simpsons area and get like a, you know, a Duff beer.
Mm-hmm. Which is not bad.
It's beer.
Right, but
right?
Duff.
They just threw the name Duff on some IPA or something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, that's yeah. What, just slap it on there. They're not going to know.
Do you go to Universal much in the off season, or
no.
Do you only go around Halloween time?
I usually go, like, I love theme parks during Halloween.
You hit them all in October?
Not really. I'm not doing Universal this year. I'm not doing Knott's Scary Farm. I'm not doing Knott's Scary Farm because, like, there was, like, a huge gang fight there, like, a couple months ago, and I'm like, eh. They, like, closed the park.
Right.
Which I don't know what that does, but yeah.
Yeah, they kicked everybody out, like, because the kids were getting out of control. And
yeah.
Now, at that park, if you're under 18, you have to have an adult with you at all times.
Good.
I think that's not a bad rule for that kind of park. But,
I think,
but
yeah.
It is a rule that is going to affect some people more than others.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, single parents, where they want to send, like, a sister, you know, a responsible sister.
Right.
And they can't get in because she's not old enough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't really do it, like, during, like, I'll do, like, Harry Potter at, like, Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And just be like, oh, wizards
right.
at Christmas.
It is fun that there's, like, snow on the buildings.
Right.
You know, we went in August or September, and it was, you know, kind of silly what a hot day it was, and all it was, you know, everything's snow-capped.
Yeah.
But I just saw, it was nice to see that there's, you know, Hagrid's motorcycle adventure is a ride at the Harry Potter World in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, ride designers or whoever would get to do this, put like little roses, like a little pile of roses near every time you see Hagrid in the ride, because there's like animatronic Hagrids.
Because he passed away.
And he died. Yeah, Robbie Coltrane died the other day. So that was cute. You know, nice to see. It's you know, that they can do touches like that that kind of draw you back into like. Harry Potter can do some good things. It's not all just trickling down from that evil lady.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling.
Right.
Also
as much
known
as you
as
hate her, you can
Voldemort.
Find other things to. Exactly. Yeah. She's Voldemort.
Yeah.
She's the name that I should was trying not to say.
She who must not be named.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh my God. Well, I'm really excited you're here. We have so many things to talk to you. You have a podcast called Doug Loves Movies. I had the pleasure of doing it not too long ago with Mark Ellis and Guy Branum. It was way fun. I lost horribly, but I tried. You know, I love movies. I love scary movies, and I'm ready to get into those. Now,
those guys, that was quite a viper pit to be thrown into movie trivia-wise,
because
they're both super into movies and remembering stuff about them.
It was pretty good.
You know,
and
you're
was
like, I want a hayride. I don't need a
I don't need
a damn storyline.
You like it was like, name a movie that Wesley Snipes was in. And I was like, Tu Wong Fu. And Guy was like, really? Tu Wong Fu? Come on now. But I did say Blade 2 or something. I don't remember.
Right.
It was way fun. But let's get into some topics. The way this
goes,
we're just
going
to talk about some of the news that's either pop culture related or just like, are you kidding me? And we have an opinion about it. And at the end, we will talk some good classic horror films that you recommend or maybe the listeners haven't seen and need to watch. And we'll just talk about that.
I love
it.
I love it.
But I want to talk about something really scary right now.
Okay.
Gen Z. Oh, now.
What'd they do?
What did they do this week? So this was a story that popped up. It says, Gen Z is no longer giving the thumbs up on these 10 emojis. See the controversial list. Now, Gen Z has canceled side parts on girls. They've canceled skinny jeans. And now they're coming after the emojis.
When will the madness stop?
I mean, it's not going to.
Why do they have to ruin these things?
One of my favorite things this past weekend, I had a spot here at the store, and I was like, is there any Gen Z people here? And this woman in the middle of the crowd just goes, no. And I was like, all right, cool. Speak up for the people.
There's always like an audience member that, like, I guess they stand by the door when everybody comes in and asks everybody questions. And then if any of those things come up during the show, they're ready to respond. Yes, over there. At table 15, someone does have what you're asking about.
Yeah. Are you going to assault the comic tonight? No? Okay, come on in. So yes, according to
Be honest.
Yeah, please. Don't throw a chair. That would be great.
Do you change it all after you've been drinking? Because we're going to make you drink.
I know. And
you have to drink while you're here.
I just hope comedy clubs do not take after haunted hayrides and stop selling booze, because that's just not fun. But here's research was done by Perspectus Global via Yahoo, which
considered a made up place,
huh?
A made up thing did some research
allegedly, but
Perspectus Global,
they interviewed 2000 British people between the ages of 16 and 29. And these are the 10 most offensive emojis that make you seem old. They include the thumbs up, the red heart, the okay, the check mark, the poo emoji, the intense crying face, the monkey covering its eyes, that's problematic, clapping hands, the kiss or lip mark, and the face with the grimace. That one. So those...
I just started using a couple of those.
Which one?
I've never been an emoji person. I just started messing around with them a little bit just because I started to find that they are kind of a shortcut that people find acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what's up with these British. First of all, the British part kind of changes things. I bet you it would shake out differently here. I bet you there's still a love of shit here.
There is still a love of shit
people
here.
People still love the poo emoji.
Mm-hmm. And this is
in
British
this country.
People.
This is British people got over the poo emoji like the second it hit, I bet.
I mean, don't you think the British people should be more offended with like the tooth emoji?
Right. Like, is that one? Is there one?
There's a tooth.
Wow.
Yeah. And then there's like...
What's the tooth doing? Is it supposed to represent dentistry?
I guess.
Is it just holding a toothbrush?
Yeah. It's like if someone's like, oh, I got to go to the dentist. It's like, tooth.
Yeah.
You know?
But what if they agree with something?
Yeah, but
like
it's like
truth, but tooth.
I mean, are we still keeping the queen emoji? Is that too soon? I don't know.
She has her own emoji?
Well, it's like a queen. You can
with a little
like,
scepter? Is she holding a scepter?
But then there's all these emojis like... I feel like would be more triggering. Like there's a full on like demon face emoji.
Right.
Trying to think of other offensive emojis. Do you know any off the top of your head, John?
Anybody who uses an emoji, I'm offended by it.
Yeah, that's true too. Anything could be offensive.
I wish there was a list of the 10 that they think are cool, because you're already getting into weird waters when you're talking about how cool or not cool an emoji is.
Oh, yeah.
It's not cool from jump. Like, it was invented to be not cool.
Right, and also get a hobby. join a club.
It wasn't a hipster who thought of emojis.
I'm surprised the eggplant emoji's not up there.
Right? That's true. People still...
The eggplant's cool, guys.
Because it means eggplant and it means more than one thing.
And peach. But I mean, don't come after my smiley shit emoji. That's where I draw the line.
They also just added the chef's kiss emoji, and it just looks like someone is talking to you.
Oh, that? Like, oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be a chef's kiss. But it looks like you're being threatened.
Yeah, that looks problematic. But I also love that the monkey covering its eyes is offensive, but the monkey covering its mouth and ears is not. That's okay. The monkey see, monkey do emojis.
Yeah, they're probably like pretty next on the list.
Anyways,
up there.
That's all I really had to say about that. I just think this is just a downward spiral. Like what's next? You know?
Yeah.
What are they going to come after next?
I mean, it just feels like they're just trying to take down the most common emojis. Because I know what all of those mean, too. There's some emojis out there that I still, when somebody says it as a response to something I've written, I'm like, tears of joy or tears of sadness?
Right.
Like, which way is this one going?
Well, and also I think the thumbs up emoji is just, I get that just because it becomes very like,
it's dismissive.
Like, I don't give a shit. Yes, very dismissive.
It's like yeah, okay, thumbs
cool.
up. Yeah, yeah, I really needed to hear that.
it's literally the K. It's K in emoji
form. Right, we need sound emojis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, can you go pick up some bread from the store? Okay, well.
Yeah. They had audio tweets for a second where they were testing where you could record just something. You could just say something and then hit it and you know, it would pop up as a tweet and people just click on it and you'd hear whatever it is you said.
And they got rid of that real quick.
It did not, you know, because I get hit every once in a while with one of these things that they're testing.
Mm-hmm.
I've got like several Twitter accounts. And so like different ones will get hit with different tests and stuff, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
But like on one of them right now, they're testing being able to see how many people, like right next to your likes, being able to see how many people have looked at it, like how many people have seen it.
Who cares?
It's such a weird number to just see it underneath each tweet,
mm-hmm.
like how many people have seen it. Because it's like, well, they got to start reading it to like or dislike it. You know what I mean? So just how many people whose eyes it went past.
Right.
But we don't know what their reaction is to it.
That's what scares me about this whole like algorithm stuff is like you look at one thing and then it like starts patterning. Is that a word? Patterning. Sure.
It's
my podcast.
It
it's
feels
a word.
Right.
Yes. But they'll like you see one thing and then it'll start like putting all this shit in front of you. And I was out not too long ago and pulled up my Instagram in public and it was just this like naked person. And I'm like, oh my God.
That you gave them the impression that's what you wanted.
Yes. And now I have to worry about like, I can't open my social media and I don't look at stuff like that. It's just like, oh, I'll see someone who was a friend of that friend's friend. And it's like, oh, you looked at this person's profile, then you must like this. And it'll just be like, dong, aggressive dong. And I'm like, I am in an ice cream shop. Like, I can't yeah. be that person.
You have minor interest in something, like, and then suddenly that's, they'll just feed you as much of that as they can find.
Yeah.
Like, recently, my Instagram stories, not stories, the reels,
mm-hmm.
was all puppies and people, you know, exploding their own nuts. You know, it was all...
Wait, what?
It was all jackass shit. You know, people hurting themselves uh-huh. in videos uh-huh. and cute puppies. Uh-huh. Like, it was just my whole thing. Like, that's what they decided I was all about. Just because I looked at some puppy videos and some people, you know, wiping out videos.
Puppies and exploding
nuts.
They're
just giving to me day and night.
And I think that's also when you get into that mind frame of like, oh, I need to check how many people looked at that. That's why people are getting mental illness, because they're just like, do people care?
Yeah.
Are people seeing me?
Not enough people care.
What did they say? I think they should just get away with the whole insights and likes and all that stuff. Just post something and let it go. Also, I think we need to get back to just looking at people we want to follow. I don't care about like strangers' memes. And
yeah,
strangers' reels. I don't care. And I lose a lot of time in my day because then I'm like, well, let me see if I know somebody that I actually follow. And
well,
then
you know,
I'm on...
you can take away people's retweet
on Twitter.
You can, by the individual, you can click on when they've tweeted something, you can click on the thing and you can make, you can, it can say, you know, undo retweets. So that person's retweets you never see. You still see their written tweets that they make, but you know how some people just retweet everything they
are
you
mentioned
know, everything
in?
Or yeah. or everything that you know is like some political issue that they're hot on, they'll mm-hmm. just retweet everything. You can just take away
psychopaths.
Their ability to retweet.
Yeah,
but they don't know you've done that. You still see their regular tweets. You can still interact with them. I love it.
I love mute.
I wish people do it to me, because my retweets are obnoxious. They're always just emotional. Like, oh, I'll retweet that just because I'm mad right now.
Yeah.
You know? Like, oh, that'll...
You're just retweeting Kanye West. I'm like, Doug, no!
No, not the ones I'm mad at. The ones that are...
No, Doug, wait!
You know, if I can't think of a joke... You know, sometimes a joke isn't appropriate, so you just retweet some serious person talking about something serious.
I'm not on
Twitter.
You just
stand back and see what happens.
I'm barely on Twitter. It's ugh. It's too much for me. But speaking of too much.
That was
much,
the original name.
Was too much?
No, before they called it Twitter, they were going to call it. Yeah.
Do you want to vent under an alias? Welcome to. Blech. God, which is. And that should have been the sound. Yeah.
Yeah.
This here's an opinion that I want to talk to you about. So Heidi Klum, famous hot model.
Right.
She's facing backlash because of a creepy lingerie ad featuring her teenage daughter. Heidi Klum and her 18-year-old daughter, Lenny Klum, recently collaborated on a lingerie ad together. When most people think of mother-daughter bonding activities, working together on modeling a lingerie ad probably isn't the first idea to pop up in their heads. Heidi Klum and her daughter collaborated with the Italian brand Intimissimi, a clothing company specializing in bras, lingerie, vests, and pajamas for men. Oh, and women.
Oh.
I love a good, like, bra vest for men. The brand recently announced an upcoming lingerie line and used Heidi and her daughter to promote their brand. So there they are.
Can we see it in motion?
Probably. Let's take a look, shall yeah. we? Intimissimi.
Oh,
oh.
Okay. It's classy because
yeah.
it's got opera in it.
Yeah. Oh, we're frolicking. Oh.
Intimissimi.
Okay. I didn't find anything bad about that. Did you?
No, it was like when Heidi herself was 18, she was a supermodel doing stuff like that with
exactly.
other models. Like, she's just passing down what like she used to do. It, you know, you can look at it and still think it's, you know, the male gaze and what have you. But, it, you know, it's not necessarily great, but it's not...
Terrible.
It's not mother-daughter lingerie no. ad, like they're fingering each other or some shit.
No, you know what this is? This is take your daughter to work day.
Yeah.
And this is what Heidi Klum did. And also did her daughter's 18.
It's a puritanical society we live in.
This isn't Heidi Klum and her daughter, like, you know, oh, yeah, mom, put on your bra, mom. Oh, yeah,
they were like making out. Yeah. Or they weren't even, there wasn't even a pillow fight.
It wasn't even, they were
just
no
getting
feathers.
Along.
They were giggling in their underwear.
Just having fun, mother, daughter, like also,
you know what
you
I
know,
do with my mom?
Full giggle coverage
in my underwear.
It's not like they're wearing thongs or pasties or
exactly.
Some shit.
No, there's none of that. And this is what Heidi Klum and her daughter, Lenny Klum, said. This is a story of self-confidence, joy of life, and love between a mother and daughter. And of course, everyone was like, burn them, they're witches, you know. The idea behind the campaign is to show them how they truly are. The two represent the strong bond between mother and daughter. And here they are side by side. They're gorgeous, you know.
Yeah, maybe not. You don't have to say over and over again, mother, daughter, like don't even, why put that in anybody's, you know, there's no reason to, you know, like you mention it once.
You don't want them to be called mother and daughter?
Well, they just keep saying it over and over again
as a
way of saying, no, don't, because they're already, this is already written with spin in it. They already knew people were going to be offended.
Right.
So they already had to make this sound like the classiest shit a mother and daughter could do. And so they write this press release, but they're just saying mother and daughter too much. Like just, you know, you can sort of just bring it up and then be like.
But also, I don't see, I'm going to be a little contradictory here. I mean, if this was like Kendall Jenner and Kylie Jenner and they were like, they'd be like, oh, look at them having fun. It's not like, hey, they're sisters. Like,
yeah, but we would be like, set them on fire.
Yeah. The internet would be like, oh my God, they're so brave.
Oh, no, not, but you and I wouldn't. We would be annoyed by it.
Oh, Yeah.
We would hate it.
God.
But this doesn't bother us. I think it depends on, like, we don't care for the Kardashians.
Yeah, I don't see what the outrage is. Can we go down further and just see if there's like some outrage tweets? Oh, yeah. So here we go. Yeah, this is creepy. Sorry, intimacy, said one comment. How does this show the strong bond between mother and daughter? So bizarre. Completely out there. People believe Heidi. This insane bond between mother and daughter. They're being sexualized. The ad was not something they should have teamed up on. Mother in lingerie, daughter in lingerie in different ads. Okay, no problem. But together trying to be sexy, the producers wanted them to look sexy, touching each other in lingerie while playing sexy. Biggest porn dream. It's disgusting. Okay, no. When you said biggest porn dream, that's you emitting right. Your fantasy onto the ad. I think it's fine.
It is.
However, I do have a note. You know what would it, get rid of the Italian opera music?
Right.
Put on Seal's Kiss by a Rose.
Right. Really rub it in for poor Seal, what he's been through.
He won the Masked Singer. No, he didn't win the Masked Singer.
And also, is their daughter's name really pronounced Lenny?
Leany?
I don't know.
Am I being canceled?
I don't know.
Her name is Leany. I'm like, I don't care.
That would be unfortunate because of the words that it rhymes with. Like, growing up would be a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Leany. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
But here's something that's... We went from sexualizing a mother-daughter modeling squad. This is something that stumbled upon me, as well as this woman. A woman stumbled upon a beached penis as big as her leg. She thought it was driftwood, and it was not. It was a gigantic ocean penis. Now, stay with me. An Australian woman redefined sex on the beach. Oh, God, they're so good with these. After happening across an alleged whale penis. While beach combing in Queensland, footage of the supposed phallic flotsam is racking up millions of views online. What the fuck is that? The aghast woman who posts under the handle boot scootin' AF.
Oh, man.
She loves a Billy Ray Cyrus song. Wondered in one of the TikTok clips detailing the disgusting purported Moby member, which she found on Magnetic Island. It's got 3.6 million views. The woman was said to be walking on the beach when all of a sudden she discovered the mutilated alleged member floating in the crystal clear water. Accompanying the footage shows the massive pink object, which appears to be sliced in several places and whose fleshy insides are visible. Okay. In another clip, she places her foot alongside the supposed phallus to show how it's nearly the size of my leg. I love how they've blurred it out.
Yeah, why can't we see this?
There it is.
There, it's not blurred out. It looks kind of like a finger.
This is season two of Dahmer.
Looks like a giant lady's finger.
What lady fingers are you looking at?
You know, like the way it's long and it's got like a nail on the tip there.
No.
That doesn't look like a nail.
No.
It doesn't look like a finger.
It
doesn't look like a dick head.
Well, I mean, it looks like...
It's like the part that shoots out, like it's like a dog dick.
Yeah, it's like their little...
But from a whale or something.
A whale's lipstick. It's like
a shark's dick.
This woman got Me Too'd at the beach by an underwater creature.
I mean, the New York Post saying, oh, we redefining sex on the beach. She didn't fuck the thing. Like, what was the sex part? She's seeing a dick on the beach. Now she's suddenly in a sex act.
Yes, she was whale groped.
Oh my God. She tripped over.
We're going to spell.
She tripped over a dick.
It's orca spelled with a CK if you catch them adrift. I just think it's so funny because. I guess size matters. She's like, look at my foot next to it. Look how big. That's a whale's pee-pee. But now I'm wondering, this is where I take it. What happened?
And what's going to happen?
What happened with this whale? So this
whale's sex life over?
Yeah. Was this the what's his name? John Bobbitt of the ocean?
Or do they just die when they get their dick cut off?
I imagine they want to die. We can
what
look
would
it
be
up.
The point of living? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really sad. And, you know, he's the joke of the ocean.
There's just some dickless whale out there.
There she blows. Ah, not that one.
No,
that's the dickless one.
That one does not blow.
Moby Dickless. That's his. They're like, be careful. There's a sperm whale. Ah, we can't say sperm whale anymore. Yeah. So I'm just kind of wondering, like, what went down? Was this whale cheating? And this other whale was like, not today, and cut his dick off. There were slices in it. I don't know. Because now I'm thinking of, like, last week's episode, we were talking about the shit in the ocean. That was, okay, that was wild. All right, well, here we go. Here's a sad note. Did you watch the movie Coco? I love how we went from whale dick to Coco. I mean, I guess it's just that kind of an episode. Did you see Coco? The movie, the Pixar
movie? There's whale dick in my Coco. I never. I did see Coco.
One of the saddest movies ever.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Well, Pixar, you know.
Yep, Pixar.
We only got one or two that aren't sad.
Moana and
Cars
Coco.
3.
And Cars 3 are the only three Pixar movies that I'll cry at. But this woman, Maria Salud Ramirez Caballero, the woman believed to have been the inspiration behind Mama Coco in 2017's Coco, passed away on Sunday at the tender age of 109.
Wow.
Yeah. That is very sad because I love Coco. I watch it every year, at least twice, because I just love it. But also, 109, it's a long time. Did she get the Welch's Smucker's shout out on Good Morning America? Probably not. But she deserves it.
They still do that?
I get. I don't know. I don't watch that shit.
Yeah, Willard Scott's not on there anymore.
Oh, he died too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did he get one?
He retired for sure. I don't know if he died.
Oh.
But this lady here, she probably watched Coco a lot of times.
But also, spoiler alert, Mama Coco dies in Coco. How weird is it that you're the inspiration of a character and that character dies and you're still alive?
Well, that's probably why she, because Coco has probably been about 6-7 years ago now, right?
Yeah.
So she's probably just been living just to spite a Coco movie. Like, oh, you just kill me off? Fuck you. I'm going to sit here and be old till I can't anymore.
I love Mama Coco.
She's like beaten Betty White by 10 years.
Yeah. Isn't that insane?
Well, and, you know, and they always ask, what's the secret? Like the other day I saw they asked some old lady, what's the secret? She said she drinks 3 cans of Dr. Pepper a day.
Yeah. I always love the ones that's like, damn, smoking 3 packs of cigarettes and drinking bourbon. And
it's often like something that would kill anybody else if they just took it up just because one old person said that they did it.
But I also love the videos of like the old ladies, you know, they have the whole family around and they're like blowing the candles on. They're like, what would you wish for? She's like, to not be here. I just love it when they're
eternal peace. Like she's still alive because she can't blow out the candle and get her wish.
She just puts her face in the candles just to end it.
Just put it out with any means possible.
But I will definitely be watching Coco and R.I.P. Mama Coco.
It's kind of a Halloween movie, Coco.
For sure.
Called The Skeletons.
Well, Dia de los Muertos is the day after Halloween.
Yeah.
So it's like we're going to be putting Mama Coco up on the mantle this year. But did you read this story?
I read it. I celebrated it. No, I didn't celebrate it.
You put a whale penis in your Coco.
I did tweet about it, though, because it's weird reading about, like, I know Balthazar is the name of a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
but it's just weird just reading that word over and over again. Like, he was at Balthazar, and he did this at Balthazar. It sounds like a country, not a restaurant.
It's the mom and daughter, mother and daughter, Balthazar, yeah. Mother and daughter, Balthazar.
Balthazar.
Now, if you don't know what we're talking about, this came out last night, or yesterday, rather. James Corden was banned from where?
Balthazar. Welcome to Balthazar.
It's very Moulin Rouge, like Arabian Nights. Like,
Shangri-La, Balthazar.
Come to Balthazar.
Yes.
And then we have 2 fire pots that go off on the side.
I would just yell that constantly if I was there. So I understand, you know, why I would be banned, but I don't understand how he managed to pull it off.
Well, James Corden was banned. America's sweetheart. I mean, that's, he's the Ellen DeGeneres of restaurants. Restaurateur Keith McNally accuses the late night talk show host of being a bad guest at one of his most popular restaurants. I wish I remembered the name of this restaurant. Balthazar. That's it. But this story goes way further. If you just go,
yeah, scrolly scroll, because it's
gotta scroll. It's a good one.
Like, he's got like a history of not being great with the service.
Oh,
people.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Oh, you haven't experienced that personally?
No, I've never been in a restaurant with James Corden. No, but I have. This guy that owns Balthazar has owned other restaurants. So, like, over the years, he heard stories from servers.
Really?
And so he finally, like, this was the straw. This last time he was at Balthazar was the straw that broke the back, where he just said, you can't come to Balthazar anymore. You're banned from Balthazar. And he, like, wrote a whole thing about it on the internet.
It is crazy because he 86'd him. He's like, today I 86 James Corden. And like, but do we know what it was for? Like, did he just send something back or?
No, this one was.
He was rude to a server. He ordered drinks for the table.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
What was it?
He ordered drinks for the table. Like, something like didn't arrive as quickly as it should have or something. So he like demanded a round of drinks for the table, or that he would like, you know, write a Yelp review.
Yeah, so
one of those kind of, you know, the thing is, he gets drunk at these places, I think, and then just, you know,
acts a fool.
Yeah,
I think
he just, it just has repeatedly happened, so that's why they're finally like putting their foot down. But people just want to hate him though for some reason. You know what I mean? Like immediately when this story came out, people were like, yeah, and ban him from musicals too. Because like everybody hates
gay community
that he keeps showing up in musicals.
Oh.
I don't know how he does it. I don't know why they keep casting him.
I have no clue either.
Because nobody wants him there.
Nobody
and
wants
it keeps
him.
Happening.
He was in Prom, which was like he played a gay character. And it's like you had nobody else. He was in fucking Cats. He was in, what other?
That Woods movie.
Huh?
Woods, something Woods.
Into the Woods, which, yeah. Don't get me started. That musical drives me insane.
I fell asleep in 10 minutes.
I'm sorry.
They made it into such a, the movie's trying to be serious and the show is comedic.
The show is a comedy, and in the movie it was just like, into the woods, here we go. I was like, is there a gun in the woods? Because yes. I'm oh, like,
something
I,
needs to happen.
I don't
Stop
need fucking breadcrumbs. Just get me lost.
I was, because I just saw this new thing in New York that they're doing, the like semi-staged version of it, and you know, because everyone was raving about it, and I'm going, it's got to be better than the movie, because you know the movie is really my experience with that show.
Yeah.
And and then seeing it with actors like playing the parts in funny ways, it's like, for whatever reason, they just squashed the comedy out of it.
And added James
Corden.
And
just tried to make it scary.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's the stage show's scary enough that a giant is stepping on people.
Yeah.
You know, just the idea of it's scary enough. You don't have to, like, take out all the humor.
It was just so much. And, yeah, the gays are just like, I swear to God, if James Corden's in the live action Wicked,
He's got to be.
He can't be. But there's rumors that he is.
Every time. Ugh. And then you're watching, like, a movie like Ocean's 8, and then he shows up, like, you know, it's all, oh, finally a movie with all women and James Corden.
And James
like,
Corden.
He's got to come into every situation.
Hello.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I'm kind of an outsider.
Yeah. I think now that he needs to play a waiter in his next movie. That would be the irony. But here's two manager's reports. I have two of them right here from Vanity Fair. The first one says, in June, James Corden was here on table 61. Although this is diabolical, it happens very occasionally in all restaurants. After eating his main course, Corden showed the hair to Balthazar manager, who was very apologetic. So he had hair in his food. Mm-hmm. Corden was extremely nasty to the manager and said, get us another round of drinks this second, and also take care of all of our drinks so far. This way, I write any nasty reviews in Yelp or anything like that. Okay, so yes. So
yeah,
he,
he's threatening them.
He just wants to get drunk at this restaurant and not have to pay for the drinks. Manager's report number two says
that he can easily afford.
Exactly. Manager report number two says James Corden was at Balthazar with his wife on October 9th of this year for brunch. He asked for a table outside. Brunch maitre d' Allie Walters took the party to table 301. Bum, bum, bum. Mr. Corden's wife ordered an egg yolk omelet with Gruyere cheese and salad. A few minutes after they received the food, James called their server MK and told her there was a little bit of egg white mixed with the egg yolk. Kill him! MK informed the floor manager the kitchen made the dish, but unfortunately sent it home with fries instead of salad. That's when James Corden began yelling like crazy to the server, you can't do your job! You can't do your job! Maybe I should go into the kitchen and cook the omelet myself! MK was very apologetic and brought over to the table. He returned the dish, and after that, everything was fine. He gave them promo champagne glasses to smooth things out. The manager said that Corden was pleasant to him, but nasty to the server. The server was shaken, but professional that she is, continued to finish her shift. So this story leaked. He says Corden was the most abusive customer to the Balthazar server since the restaurant opened 25 years ago. Now, this was all yesterday, and everyone was like, how vile, how horrible is he? So guess what James did today? Called him.
Yep.
A peace agreement has been reached in the McNally Corden affair. Mere hours after restaurateur Keith McNally posted on his Instagram that comedian and late night host James Corden would not be welcome back at his restaurant, Doug. Name?
Balthazar.
Due to bad dining behavior, McNally posted a follow up that confirmed Corden had given him a ring to patch things up. You know what? Just pick up the phone. He said he apologized profusely, having fucked up myself more than most people. I strongly believe in second chances. Here's the catch. So if James Corden lets me host his Late Late Show for 9 months, I'll immediately rescind his ban from Balthazar. No, of course not. Now, both this
he's
is just
leaving the show.
Huh?
He already announced that he's leaving.
Yeah,
he's already
done.
Quitting.
He's done, so
might as well turn into the Balthazar show.
I do think that's
late
funny.
Late night with Balthazar.
I think what James Corden should have done was send him a thumbs up emoji or the monkey covering its eyes emoji and just be like, wow, Those are fighting emojis.
Do you think James Corden would have called up and apologized had he not made that post?
No.
Like, you don't think James Corden had any awareness that he was an asshole in the restaurant?
No. This is you're hurting my image. I mean, let's be real. James, I didn't see James Corden being banned from a restaurant on my 2022 bucket list because I have eyes and I know what James Corden looks like. So I would be like, what? He got banned from a restaurant? Really?
Like, usually if there's a restaurant you go to a lot, you build relationships with those people, sure, and they're happy to see you. Yeah. Like, can you imagine going to a restaurant a lot and every time they're like, oh, running again?
Oh,
have this you ever, asshole.
Did you ever wait tables ever?
Never.
Ever? Oh, I did. I had some experiences. First of all, I was the worst. I was good at my job, but being a comedian and annoyed by everything.
Right.
I was very visible. As someone who, like, you can look at my face and be like, we know exactly what Justin's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I have a horrible poker face. But, like, I remember Kim Kardashian came to the restaurant I worked at years ago, and it was a cafe. And she sat there and she goes, and I'm like, oh, okay, Kim's here, whatever. And I looked at her and she goes, do you guys have, like, a latte? And I said, we have a latte. We don't have, like, a latte.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And I continued to work. I was just like, it was 8 o'clock in the morning. I had, like, 2 or 3 spots the night before. I was hungover. I was like, I don't want to fucking be here. And now I have to wait on Kim Kardashian, who, like, made everybody leave the restaurant so she could be there. And I was like, and she didn't even tip me. There, I said it.
Have you guys ever been on a date with someone who was rude to a server?
Have I been on a date with a terrible server?
With someone who was rude to a
server. Rude to the server.
Oh. I don't... Have you?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, so she brought a Dunkin' Donuts cup into the restaurant.
No!
And left it on the table. And when the person came to take the plates away, she waved her hand at it and said, all the garbage, please. I was done.
Take away all the garbage.
Yeah.
She said, take away all the garbage?
All the garbage, please. And
like her own outside garbage is under the purview of the waiter or waitress. Bizarre.
It's like burned into my brain because I was so embarrassed.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah.
I think that's and that says something about somebody too. It's like when you're just a dick.
And you could still, hey, could you mind tossing this out for me too?
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of me leaving it here on the table, which is also what people will do. They'll just get up and leave their extra garbage they brought in.
But also I think, like, with celebrities too, it's like we all know who you are. I remember Ellen had come into the restaurant once, Ellen DeGeneres, and this was like before the whole, you know, shit fest went down.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, having, like, such admiration for Ellen because I was like, wow, that's Ellen DeGeneres. She was, like, the height of her show, everything. And I just remember looking at her and smiling, and she just shot me this, like, death stare. And that moment was when I was like, I don't think this is the Ellen that everybody knows. It was just like, why are you looking at me? Look away. Peasant. And I did.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing this. I can't. But I'm glad this this relationship can be reconciled. Let's talk about Bussy.
Yeah, what the hell is Bussy?
Do you know the term Bussy?
That's a recent term, Bussy.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean? Pussy?
Butt
pussy?
Bussy.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Things you learn on Just Saying.
Yeah.
It's very, it's a term very in the, like, gay community. Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where we're at. So, right.
So then some dumb bus company.
some dumb bus company.
Doesn't do their homework.
Doesn't look into things. They don't check Urban Dictionary. They just say, you know what? We have an idea for a great mascot. This bus company unveils its new mascot, Bussy. And everyone's making the same joke. Now, it's a Spanish bus company. called Bussy, and it's horrifying, this article says. It is. If you haven't seen what this mascot looks like, it's a mix between Tron and Killer Clowns from Outer Space. It is a Metro inflatable clown suit, very American Horror Story freak show. But Bussy, whose design mimics...
Why does a bus company need a mascot?
Exactly.
Why do they? And why is it a clown?
I don't
know. A scary-looking clown.
But the design of the mascot mimics a transport map, marches down a red carpet, poses, performs a dance routine, and wait for it, meets children. So this is a... This is Bussy in action.
Oh, God. Here we go.
No.
La Bussy.
La Bussy.
La Bussy's here, everybody. He kind of looks like that Just for Laughs guy in Canada.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that Bussy can work.
Look at him go. Oh, that's not it's not a talent-free individual inside Bussy. That's a real.
Do you get street cred if you're Bussy? Can you put on your dating profile or, you know, hey guys, or do you go to the restaurant and say like,
"Hey, I'm Bussy.
Hey, put these drinks, like pay for all my drinks," and they're like, "Who are you?" "I'm Bussy." Oh.
There's Bussy in my food. I want it comped. What? Does it mean something else in Spanish?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think it does.
Like, why is the bus company and the clown, why would they give the clown the same name as the company? That's like if there was like a Trailways the Clown. Oh, here comes Greyhound the Clown.
I think anything clown related is terrifying.
Amtrak the Clown is here, kids.
Yeah, no. Yeah, like 7-Eleven Clown. Yeah, no.
Yeah, you got to give him a fun name that's bouncing off of the name. So his name should be like Wussy.
Wussy. That's better. Or Tussy. Transport. Yeah. Bussy.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we're calling it Bussy and they're calling it Bussy.
No, Bussy.
Oh, we're the problem. Is that what you're saying,
John? I think
John?
We're the problem. Not the victim blame. I know
that's
we're victims.
That's what's happening.
Here,
but... Bussy. The joke works better in print to make Bussy jokes.
So
it is probably Bussy because it is a bus.
Girl, you need Bussy control.
But why is the company Bussy? And the company should just be called Bus and the mascot should be called Bussy.
But if it's Spanish, it's Bussy. 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 Yes. So, yeah. And a lot of people on TikTok are saying, why the hell do you not employ a single gay person in your whole damn company?
Where did that come from? And how do they know Bussy isn't gay?
Trust us. We know.
You know Bussy isn't gay? Just the...
And in France, je suis Bussy.
Etu Bussy.
Etu Bussy. Yes. To be fair, I was the one gay person working in that company. Oh, someone said.
Okay.
I would also be like, yeah, Bussy sounds like a great name for our mascot. No. I think this is... You know what? I welcome Bussy. I feel like we need to uplift the Bussy community. There's a group of bus mascots that are dressed like Metro clowns, and it's Halloween, and I think there's nothing more terrifying than a good old Metro clown.
We're allies.
You know, or ally.
You know who else is terrifying? Is Gary Busey.
Gary Bussy?
Gary Bussy could be inside that costume. Because he's tall and weird and has the moves.
Now I'm picturing Gary Bussy as Bussy.
Yeah, it's a perfect, casting. Just how angry he gets that people are saying it wrong.
Didn't he assault someone? Didn't we talk about him a couple of weeks ago or months where he like...
Yeah, he's in trouble.
Went batshit crazy?
Yeah, he's touching people.
Yeah.
Now put him in an inflatable clown suit and... We got a party. All right. We got a couple more minutes left. Wait, what happened to the I one?
You want me to pull that up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
Something happened to somebody's eye?
No, but it's pretty terrifying. Oh. I want to like, we'll do
for,
this
for
and then
Halloween.
We'll,
I see.
And then we'll go into some Halloween and then
I
we'll
see.
Get you out of here.
I love it.
Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. All right, we got one more story, and then we'll get into some Halloween
shit,
stuff.
Yes,
this
I
is,
know this
You
one.
Know this?
I heard this, yes.
This, okay, this terrifies me. A, I have not seen the video, because...
why would you want to?
Because I want to get, like, an honest reaction. I love, like, a good, like...
All right.
You know, kids react to this type of video for the first time. I want to be that kid. Now, I wear... You don't wear contacts, do you?
No.
I wear one contact, just one. If I lived in the olden days, I would have a monocle, which is kind of fucking fierce. I like that. Right. But I only have one.
You gotta hold your face that weird way to keep it up there.
Yeah, like, hello,
yeah.
I'm James Corden. But like this, my right eye is completely healthy. It just doesn't work. It's right. Like a genetic thing. It's really weird. I can't have LASIK. That's my truth.
Okay.
Left eye makes up for the right eye. So this can be prescribed. So I have one contact. It's really weird. But this woman, this story, the viral video from a California doctor has served as a stern warning to contact lens wearers after a woman has, wait for it, 23 contacts removed from her eye on camera. The patient put a new
pair.
That's
like 22 more than you'd put in.
Way too many more.
Yeah.
Way too many more. The patient put a new pair on every day for 23 days after forgetting to remove them, the ophthalmologist revealed on Instagram. The cringeworthy video has more than a million views, with people unable to take their eyes off the bizarre footage. Okay, so do you want to watch it?
I'll watch it. Okay. I'm not loving the idea. It's like, it's really taking advantage of how dumb this woman is. How could this...
I mean...
How?
Dementia? I don't know.
Like, forgetting each... just putting in a new one on top of... you can already see with that eye. Why would you be like, I gotta put in another one?
Another one, and like, forget... It's a daily one. She could just be stupid.
I guess so. Let's
see, oh, God.
See what it
oh,
looks
God.
Like.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh,
God.
Oh.
Oh, my God. They're all up on her eyelid.
Oh, God dang.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Keep going. Yeah. Get them all. Oh, my God.
I'd rather put hot sauce in my pee hole.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Why is it so green and gooey? Because they've all gotten infected or something?
Oh,
or what is that? What? Did she win an award at the and get slimed? What is... Why is it so green?
It's probably like mucus.
Ugh. But it's such iridescent mucus.
Oh, come on. No, I'm serious.
How are they...
I can't believe you.
I can't believe you either, you dumb woman.
I mean, they're soft ones, so I guess you can get them in there, but... Because I was just imagining old school hard contact lenses, putting like a stack of 23 of them would like stick out so far. Ugh. You wouldn't be able to close your eye over it. What the hell?
So here's the thing. I've fallen asleep with my contacts in. I have the once a month you take out.
Yeah.
And when you fall asleep in them, like, A, your eye gets all crunchy. I'm surprised she could even open her eye.
Yeah.
I think they had to go in there and pry it open because it shuts your eye like a glue. And then, how is her eye not scratched the hell up from, like, you could scratch your eye with, like, the soft lenses, too.
Yeah.
Which is very uncomfortable. And the fact that her eye was so bloodshot, like, so many questions. So, I mean, I'm sure that's a record. A, I'm sure she's very grateful and thankful to the doctors. And B, this woman totally kept them. You know, she put them in a jar and she's taking them home. She's going to like bingo and showing all of her friends.
Will somebody try to put in 24? Like, will somebody try to beat her record?
Yeah, now is this a Guinness Book of World Records? Now we're influencing people to be like, hey, you know, just.
Or did she get in so many because they sort of like they were all just sort of like becoming one, like they were like in there for so long, they were just, you know. Just living there as like a single organism, but
Yeah, and that's the thing. Because
they did seem pretty squashed together. Yes. Like, they weren't as thick as compact. I thought that it would be. That's all that mucus.
Oh, all that mucus.
People just that are listening to this are sitting there going, what are they talking about? They're taking out her contact lenses and you're seeing a ton of mucus?
Yeah. The like, contacts are so green.
Bizarre.
Like neon green. And also, like, that stuff, like, she's lucky. I know somebody who would put their contact lens in water. Like, they'd run out of solution, and they'd just use water and would put it back in, which is not good.
No.
It hurts. And developed a bacteria in their eye and, like, had to get their eye, like, surgically, like, because the bacteria started eating the cornea out of their eye. And they had to get to repair their eye. They had to like do multiple surgeries.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much just like a glass eye now. Ugh. You guys, don't be monsters. Take your contacts out. All right, let's get into some Halloween stuff.
I got to actually wear contacts. I did, you know, have periods where I tried contacts because I would get cast in something where I had to have like prosthetic makeup on, like playing a zombie or something, and you know, you'd have to wear contact lenses, and
they're uncomfortable.
I can never get used to it.
Yeah,
never got used to it at all.
I'm surprised I can still do it, like where it's like first thing in the morning, I'm blind. I'm like, I gotta, let's go, put in me old monocle. But oh, that is just terrifying. But I'm excited because you love movies. I love movies.
I do. It's scary movie month.
Do you have any favorite scary movies?
Well, I've been discussing it with people this month, you know, on my show and on Twitter, on the Doug Loves Movies account on Twitter. We've been talking about it. You know, I just ask people. Because if you say to somebody, you know, what's your favorite scary movie? They're going to start rattling off titles.
Sure.
Like, nobody ever can just pick one, you know. Like, but seriously, what is the one scariest movie? So people come up with stuff that's got some really messed up shit in it. Like, and I don't like that kind of horror. I don't like.
You don't like gore.
I don't like torture horror. Gore is okay if it's like Evil Dead 2 kind of gore.
You don't like Hostel.
Like an eyeball flying across the room.
Yeah, no.
That's fine.
We just saw that from that last clip.
But that's so silly and fun. But like, you know, Hostel with like the torture. I mean, that movie does a good job of like getting the violence out of the way early. And then it's just the threat of violence that keeps it suspenseful for the rest of the movie. But now with this new Halloween Ends in theaters, I just got to say that you can't beat the very first Halloween because it was just so low budge and such a weird, like, this guy is just crazy and he's just doing this. He started doing it when he was a kid and we got to stop him.
Yep.
You know, now they've gone through so many iterations that it's so important to get into the psychology of Michael Myers and why is he doing this? And, you know, and Dahmer's a big hit on Netflix.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, that's such a fun subject.
Dahmer's really in right now.
He's so in.
He's really in. I even mentioned it on stage. I was like, are you guys watching Dahmer? And the whole audience was like, woo! And
yes,
I was like,
Dahmer.
If you had gone back to 1991 or 93 and done that in a room and people were like, yes! We love him. Yeah. It's like, no.
Why are you bringing up this crazy-ass serial killer?
Yeah. Yeah, I do think about it. Like, if I had gone into Dahmer's place and like was like, "What's that smell?" and he's like, "Pork chops," immediately out. I'm done.
People barely even noticed that Jared Leto played him in a movie.
Oh, right. He
gained
did.
A lot of weight for it and everything.
Yep.
Or wait, did he? He also played the guy who tried to kill Reagan.
Oh right, yeah, he did.
So he did both.
Yeah, he's Holy a man of many of faces. So, I'm going to say, I did see Halloween Ends. It ends.
It does.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, that's good. Because I was worried that they're, you know, just saying that in the title and that you'd go and it would never end.
But here's my thing.
You'd be stuck there.
When the movie comes out and then it's streaming on Peacock at the same time, I'm like,
You're already like worried.
It's got 40% on Rotten Tomatoes. Oof. They tried. John straight up was like, it's trash, but that's just John every day.
Is it funny at all?
No. I mean,
there's... isn't this trilogy supposed to be kind of funny?
The funniest thing is that Kyle Richards is dressed like a tarot card reader at a bar. That for me was like, you know, one of the housewives of Beverly Hills. And right. she was the original little girl in Halloween. Now she's a housewife of Beverly Hills. It's not funny, but it is kind of weird. And these are some spoilers, so you're welcome.
Here we go.
But
there's
a scene where like Michael Myers has died all of the franchise. Like he'll get shot, he'll get impaled, and then you look over and he's gone. And you're like, God damn it. He doesn't have insurance. He can't go to a doctor and be like, hey, you know, can you suture me up?
Right.
You know?
Can't do it himself like Rambo.
Or maybe he can. Maybe he can do that. And he's just like, you know,
so good with a needle.
Yeah, really good. But then all of a sudden, this is 4 years after Halloween ends, or Halloween Kills, because they did that, the trilogy.
Yeah.
And so it's 4 years, and now he's living in a sewer, like a Ninja Turtle. We don't know what he's eating. We don't know.
They don't have pizza down there?
They don't have pizza down there. Spoiler alert, no pizza in the sewers. Hashtag not my Ninja Turtles. And then...
What do you think the Ninja Turtles do to get their pizza, like Uber Eats or DoorDash?
I mean, that was before then.
I know. So how do they get the pizza down in the sewer?
I think they terrified people.
They have to go do takeout?
Yeah.
Oh, they just jump people that have pizza?
I think they opened up the sewer drain outside of Balthazar and screamed and scared the workers. And then they just threw pizza at them. And then April O'Neil was like the only woman who could be like, I get you. Turtles.
I never thought about where the turtles got all that pizza because they always have some on hand.
Always. Well, it's New York, you know.
That's true.
But Michael Myers is not Michelangelo.
Right?
He is now an old man who has been through it.
And so he really is like hobbling around because he's been injured so many times.
Oh,
like trying to explain.
There's no explanation.
His injuries.
They just think he's like vanished or he's dead or something. The whole town is like accusing each other of like anybody who dies or if anything bad happens. Very Salem witch trials are like Michael Myers.
Yeah.
That's Michael Myers, you know.
Yeah.
And then we have this young kid named Cody Cunningham, Michael Myers, Cody Cunningham, who's a babysitter, and he ends up accidentally killing the kid he's babysitting for.
It's if you have alliteration in your name, it's like one of the first...
Murderer.
You know, it's like a red flag.
Yeah.
This person going to murder people.
Yeah. It's like, and then, so this kid takes on Michael Myers. Michael Myers doesn't kill him because he sees something in his eyes. And then this kid ends up like killing everybody in the town. And then Jamie Lee Curtis...
You know what he saw in his eyes?
Huh?
You know what he saw in his eyes?
What?
Too many contacts.
26 or 24 contacts. God, he's like, that kid's onto something. But then Jamie Lee Curtis stops eating her Activia, picks up a knife, and ends up killing him. And then the whole town like picks him up a la like Lord of the Flies and like takes him to the junkyard and throws his body in the meat grinder. That's
Wait,
it.
Well, but can we talk about how he's strapped to a car and paraded around the town?
Right. Absolutely.
The whole theater was laughing during that part.
They like show him off. Like
yes. So they kill him. You're absolutely right. I forgot about that. So they take this dead body in the town, strap it to a car, parade it like it's the Rose Bowl through the town, and everyone like got the memo that like, and this is Halloween night and it's late and everyone like comes out of
Let's
their
all
house.
Go look at it like lining up to see the queen.
Exactly.
We're
in
the dead
a Michael Myers queue waiting for the procession of Michael Myers.
Did they get their picture taken with it?
No pictures were taken. They were not allowed.
They should have lit him on fire and had, you know, marshmallows. And
that's what I thought they
s'mores.
Were going to do. I thought they were going to, like, set his dead body on fire. And even the sheriff was like, we don't do this. This isn't right. And they're like, tonight it is. And you're like, wait, okay. So then they throw, like, not even set him on fire. They don't give him a Viking death. You know, like, this is Michael Myers. They throw him in a, what are those things called?
Like a metal compactor.
Yeah, like a metal, you know, like scrap metal. Like they throw a car in there and it eats it all up. That's what they throw him in. I was like, well, this is like disappointing.
Right. Why wouldn't they just give him a proper burial? like his dead body's going to be like, ow, ow, ow.
Here's the weird thing, though. There's room for a sequel. No, it's just... He just comes back. Just
well, I think he's already plans to do something with, you know, the name and the title. You know, they're gonna try to keep it going somehow.
No, I think it's
this Halloween Ends shit is just a. You know,
I thought they were going to keep it going with the kid, the Cody Cunningham, and then he died. And I was like, thank God.
So the original John Carpenter originally wanted Halloween to not be Michael Myers centric. He wanted it to be like American Horror Story where it was an anthology.
No.
So I think they're ending it now because it became too Michael Myers centric. And now it's going to be relaunched as.
Yeah, they can just do whatever they want. They keep calling it Halloween.
That was everyone's justification.
So Ryan Murphy presents Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh God. Okay, let's do your you said there's no you can't pick just one favorite horror film.
Well, I was going to say if I had to, I'd go with the original Halloween.
The original Halloween. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's I'm going to go I mean, I love everything. I loved The Thing.
John Carpenter
and the remake was not bad either.
Really?
I thought the remake was pretty good.
It's not, more just like, not as much fun with the creepy, crawly creatures.
Yeah, that's true.
The effects in that thing were really good.
My genre goes very. I love. I'm with you on the like gore. It's so funny because I'm working on the roast. I'm working on a roast right now, and Eli Roth actually showed up at the roast, and I was like, holy shit, that's hostile. And I'm looking at him like, this is your fault. I've had nightmares all these years. I love The Others with Nicole Kidman. Do you seen that one?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
It's like a creep out and it's got a twist.
There's a twist. I love a good mm-hmm. twist. Very Sixth Sense. Very like,
mm-hmm. Are you mad? Yeah. I am your daughter.
It is a twisty one.
Vampire is always down for. Interview with the Vampire, I love.
The series is great.
The series is great, and we need to talk about it. And
it's
then we'll
so
let,
good.
We'll let
yeah,
you go.
Let's talk about it.
I have only seen the first two episodes, but it is beautiful.
It is everything you would want in like entertainment on television
yeah.
because there's you learn so much about the characters and being vampires and the time shifts that occur in
mm-hmm.
it and then the addition of like I don't know how much they changed, you know, Anne Rice was involved and then she died.
Right.
So
well,
this
Anne
first
Rice
season
and her
does
son.
Have her, you know, sort yes. of I don't know how involved, but she, you know, is definitely involved. So they didn't just take this and suddenly
no.
make it like we're going to have these characters be black and we're going to showcase the gay aspect of it more. These are all things that were probably there to begin with
yes.
and got pushed down by the movie studio and Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt all those years ago. It is so sexual and violent.
It's
and
horny.
Scary and
it's all of the above.
The actors are all so great. That Lestat guy is amazing. Some Australian dude named Sam.
Of course.
Yeah, is just amazing as Lestat.
It's so gorgeous. They stick. It's Anne Rice and her son Christopher Rice, who's gay and like an amazing writer himself. He's the EP on it. So this, I think I talked about this after I got back from Comic-Con this year. They had like billboards up, and I remember seeing the billboard for Interview with the Vampire AMC Plus October, and I was like, "Holy shit, they're doing Interview with the Vampire, the series!" Now Anne Rice wrote the script for the movie version. And she also wrote the book, but she did the movie different than the book because of exactly what you said. They did the same thing with League of Their Own, the series.
Yeah.
They're lesbians playing baseball. Yeah. They couldn't do that back in the 90s.
Yeah.
So they made it like, oh, he works on a plantation and his family died of Spanish fever and he wants to give up on life and now he's a vampire. This one, it's like, oh, he's a pimp in New Orleans. His brother is autistic and like religious.
Yeah,
so, and then like something happens with that. He's tight with his family.
It's such an involved soap opera.
It's
there's so many interesting characters
wonderful.
And they're also showing, you know, early on that they have no interest in having a character live, you know, just because it's a good character,
right.
Like they're willing to kill people off
yes.
randomly.
And I love that they're playing in the pandemic, Like the interview is happening in present day. So it's like this, the man who's interviewing him, the Christian Bale character.
Or even post-pandemic. It's like somewhat in the future.
Yes. So it's somewhat in the future in San Francisco. Like Louis has like this like a shitload of money.
Yeah.
Like he's got like infrared lighting on his windows. He's got like this whole staff that just comes in and does everything for
him.
The
show is a lot about how if you're alive for eternity, it'd be real easy to get very rich.
Yeah.
Because you got all the time to make investments.
Yeah.
And just continue to take advantage of, stupid Americans in this case.
Yeah. Take note, Mama Coco. Oh.
Remember me when you're how to say goodbye. Remember me.
All right, Doug. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Seriously, check out Interview with the Vampire. Make sure to listen to Doug Loves Movies wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
So much fun. I'd love to come on and do it again. We had
Anytime.
Such a good time. And make sure to follow him on Twitter. Do you have
Doug
anything
Benson
else?
On Twitter. You don't know Doug on Instagram because I, you know, when I signed up, I was foolish and just didn't think it was going to be a thing I'd care about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, photography, that's not my thing. I'm more of a Twitter guy. Yeah. Now I'm over on Instagram and, way more.
And by the way, to leave you on this, you have this, the fly has landed on the brim of your hat and is just hanging out there.
Like it's
like a 24
fucking
contact.
Was it Joe Biden had the,
Mike Pence.
Pence had the fly.
So now you have your very own hat fly. That's a takeaway gift from Just Saying.
That's sad that I remember it as Biden and not Pence. The fly on his head. It's just some old guy to me. Some old guy with white hair had a fly in his head. We made jokes about it for a couple of months.
And now we forgot.
Could have been anybody.
Anybody. All right, guys. We'll see you next time on Just Say with Justin Martindale. Take care.